The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
At our The Trump Phenomenon Sunday radio show on June 7th. This is Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And listen to him talking about, he got this op-ed piece that I haven't read yet, I need to do it, published in the New York Times. And the staff at the New York Times, which is, you know, think about it, it's 100% left-wing. How is that a newspaper? How is that a newspaper of record where the entire staff is not just Democrat, they're left-wing Democrat? It's really gotten bad, has it not, in the media? That's why the president is so right, saying we've got to have a right wing, not right wing, a patriot media, which we don't have. We have little media like us here at Republic Broadcasting, this network. That's great. That's good. It's a start. We've got part of Fox, which is kind of dangerous because the owners, the Murdochs, can clamp down on the part of Fox that's patriotic at any moment. We need a full-blown big patriot network. Well, okay, so here's Tom Cotton. He somehow got his piece. Well, listen to Tom Cotton say it. Here he is. We won't be able to listen to all of this, but listen to a little. Come on, Tom Cotton, say it. I'm waiting for YouTube to get itself together.
Controversy
here.
Over Senator Tom Cotton's New York Times op-ed this past week, which was on violence in protests across the country. His piece Wednesday, titled Send in the Troops, called for an overwhelming show of force and sparked an online revolt at the New York Times. The Times issued a statement after it published it, saying this: we've examined the piece and the process leading up to the publication. This review made clear that a rushed editorial process led to the publication of an op-ed that did not meet our standards. Here to react right now is the senator himself, Senator Tom Cotton of the Armed Services, Intelligence, Banking, and Economic Committees. Good to see you, sir. Thank you so much for joining me, Senator. What happened with the Times op-ed? Was it rushed?
Hardly, Maria. I will say my op-ed didn't meet the Times standards. It far exceeded their standards, which is usually sophomore left-wing dribble. But here's what happened behind the scenes. Last weekend, we saw rioting, looting, really anarchy and insurrection on our streets. In Washington, D.C., 7 days ago, a famous church was torched, memorials were desecrated, stores were looted. And I said simply last Monday that if the local police are overwhelmed by the numbers of these insurrectionists, if they need support from the National Guard, or if necessary as a last resort, federal troops under the Insurrection Act, and that's exactly what has to happen. Now, fortunately, that's what happened in most places over the course of last week. So what we saw yesterday was people exercising their First Amendment rights to demonstrate and to protest. But in the meantime, we published that exact argument in the New York Times. The New York Times editorial page editor and owner defended it in public statements, but then they totally surrendered to a woke child mob from their own newsroom that apparently gets triggered if they're presented with any...
A woke child mob that gets triggered. Now, this is a scary group of people that are coming out of our universities in the last few years. A woke child mob that gets triggered. What do we do about this? I hope there aren't too many of these woke child mob people that get triggered, because they're surely triggered by our greatest president.
Opinion contrary to their own, as opposed to telling the woke children in their newsroom, this is the workplace, not a social justice seminar on campus.
not a social justice seminar on campus. Boy, our universities are doing damage. There's a good argument, you know, there's a pretty darn good argument. We'd be better off if they were shut down. I mean, that sounds pretty drastic. But, you know, if some of these woke social justice warrior children had to maybe go to a trade tech and learn how to, let's say, weld or frame or roof or machine, if they actually were able to learn some of those skills, or one of them even, wouldn't we be better off? Meanwhile, we'd find a way, you know, Northrop and Lockheed and Boeing, Aerojet, they could find a way to have their, like, their own private training for engineers and, you know, they could have their own aeronautical programs in company. They could have a guild system where they bring up new aeronautical engineers as apprentices. I like that. And then just shut the damn universities down. Let's go back to Senator Tom Cotton.
Well, it's unbelievable because I know that it went back and forth 3 or 4 times in terms of edits and re-edits. So obviously they had a process with which to go. I like what Howie Kurtz said. Howie Kurtz said, look, this is such a window into how biased the New York Times is when they've just totally exposed themselves. The opinion page is just that, an opinion page.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Maria. We've published op-eds in New York Times before. It was the exact same process. And again, the senior leaders of the New York Times publicly defended the decision to publish the op-ed after this woke mob began to rise up. It was only after another day of infighting that they finally backpedaled. They still haven't identified any facts that are wrong in the op-ed. They haven't identified what was so rushed about this process. They've only prostrated themselves in front of their young children who are acting like children, yeah, who are acting like kids. What? In a social justice seminar as opposed to acting like grown-ups in the workplace.
He's so way too kind with his words there, but I'll take that. That was pretty dang good right there. Let's go back. Senator Tom Cotton, a good one out of Arkansas. And Mike Huckabee, another good one out of Arkansas. Let's see what the president's up to here. He says he just retweeted. This is new. 2 retweets since his tweet that I just read to you that was now 17 minutes ago. He's retweeted Law and Order, just a 3-word tweet. And then his most recent, he says, wow. 90, and I'll read it the way that Hungarian guy said it. Wow. Remember with the wink? Wow. Not, I didn't get it right. Wow. There we go. I nailed it. 96% approval rating in the Republican Party. And I believe this was before the great jobs number yesterday. Thank you. So the president tweeting, he's at 96% approval among Republicans. And that's before we found that the predicted by the experts, remember John Nolte said, I'm not believing any of those damn experts anymore. Those experts, like Fauci, they had said, we're going to lose 8 million jobs, 7.5 million job lost for when the numbers come in for May. Well, the numbers came in yesterday. 2.5 million job gain, additional jobs added, more Trump growth, more Trump boom. Actually, the boom is so strong, it actually was overcoming the headwind of the Fauci coronavirus fraud combined, multiplied by the seemingly utterly contradictory. The social distancing Fauci fraud amplified by the utterly contradictory. But remember, H is the middle initial of every liberal, hypocrisy or hypocrite. Phony doctors like Dr. Fauchenstein, he didn't take, see that people don't notice this, he didn't take the Hippocratic Oath. Look up there on his wall, that's the hypocritical oath that he has up on his, the hypocrite oath is up on his wall there. No social distancing, people all over each other, swarming all over each other, broken glass, blood, spit, sweat, slobber. That's fine with Fauchenstein. So the but now 2.5 million jobs added. How wrong could the so-called experts get? No, these people don't know. They're blank from a hole in the ground. These aren't experts. These are people who you are told are experts. They're not. They're social manipulators. They're activists. They're propagandists on TV. They don't have any qualifications. Fauci doesn't have any qualifications. He isn't a real doctor. He never made anybody better. He never healed anybody. He's a political operative wearing a white suit with MD after his name. Okay. Let's go back to our headlines. I didn't find the editorial. Sorry, I did not find Tom Cotton's editorial. So maybe before the show is done, I'll have it for you. But it apparently is basically amounts to what he said. Who's that mayor? That fraud mayor of Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser. who had painted on the street. No, she had a big billboard, Black Lives Matter, just down the street from the White House. They have defund the police painted on the street. She wants to defund the police. This is Marxism. This is Karl Marx. This is Trotsky and Lenin. This is Saul Alinsky. Now, the good news for us patriots, folks, is that the left has lost it. They're out of their minds. They are, there's a better way to say it than that. They're revealing themselves. They've been caught with... They got their panties in such a twist that now they've actually worked their way down to their ankles. They're now standing with their panties down around their ankles for everybody to see what they're all about. And it ain't pretty. And people needed to see this before they had to take it. So there we go. They've made a big, big mistake. They've let the American people know who they are. In this rioting, in this deprivation of all of our constitutional rights. I love that cartoon. And Wayne in Texas, we're going to get to you in just a moment. Can't wait to hear from Wayne. But, you know, I love that cartoon. I only heard about the cartoon. I never saw it. But George Washington is signing our founding documents. And he looks up as he's signing, and he says, I try to remember how it was said, but none of this applies if somebody gets a cold, right? And that's what happened to us. Fauci was able to fly in on his broomstick. Fauchenstein came out of Dr. Fauchenstein's castle, and he was able to, with the help of the media, take a cold, take a flu, and scare the American people. You'll still see him. You'll see them today. You'll see people out on the sidewalk driving in their cars in North Dakota where the wind is wonderful. That wind, I mean, my gosh, the wind is blowing up here. You're gonna wear a mask in your car with the windows up in North Dakota? Yes, such people, I see them every day. How did that happen? Dr. Fauchenstein scared the hell out of normal, otherwise rational people. All right, let's go to a very rational person, Wayne in Texas. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, sir. James, looks like you're on fire today.
Well, thank you. You're always on fire.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd call because I've been going through some discussions with my kids and other people, and this is the what I see happening here. This whole Black Lives Matter deal is all about perception versus reality, okay? And with the national media and all the crap they're filling down our throat, I think it's just a really big psychological war being waged on Americans right now, and it's pretty easy to see if you're paying attention. And a couple examples that I've been telling my kids about is, you know, you hear about a lot of these Black Lives Matter saying that blacks are being hunted, you know, by the police, whereas I think you said earlier that a cop is 18 times more likely to be killed by a black shooter than vice versa. 18 more times.
I didn't say it. I heard it probably from the same source you did. Yes, note what Wayne just said, folks. Cops, black, white, brown, and yellow, and red, cops of every description are, in fact, being hunted. And the groups like Antifa that perpetrate such hunting, they actually boast about it. They have entire books written on the subject of getting the cops. So they are hunted. Whereas America's police departments, I mean, folks, would you want to be a policeman with the pay that you get and the risk that you take and the work? Can you imagine having to wrestle some thug to the ground and you're it? It's your responsibility. You know, if you're just a citizen standing by like Wayne or myself or yourself, you don't have any obligation to step in or do anything. You know, you can run, you can get in your car, you can duck, whatever. You know, you can look out for yourself. If you're a policeman, you have to run to the sound of the guns. You have to go after this thug. You got to tackle him. Have you seen these pictures of a policeman chasing somebody over a fence and chasing them through a yard and over another fence with dogs? And, you know, it's an incredibly hard job. These people have to be devoted, dedicated, and most of them are ex-military. They're something in their blood has them wanting to serve America. They did it as Air Force, Army, Marines, or Navy, and they feel they're continuing as policemen. And they are. They are absolutely essential to our survival as a republic. And so, of course, the communists want to get rid of them. And so they'll pick the worst cop they can find. And okay, out of 700,000, I think I heard that number, 700,000 policemen in America, do you think there might be one complete SOB who's a killer? Do you think there might be one? Of course there is. Out of that huge population. So what will the media do? They will scour the countryside. They will find the worst cop they can find. They will get some video of that cop, and then they'll put it up on TV and start national riots. You know, do you think they might do that? Yeah, they just did. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, and yeah, you're making good points there too. And a couple other things I wanted to bring to everyone's attention is, you know, Heather McDonald has done a lot of good work in this area, and she takes statistics from the Bureau of Justice Statistics. And in 2018, so we have this perception that there's some sort of racial injustice between the races here, and she says in that year, there were 607,000 total crimes between blacks and whites, you know, much more overall, 607,000. Out of that number, it was 59,000 white-on-black instigated, but black-on-white was 547,000, you know, types of situations there. So almost, 10 times the amount. Yet, yeah, all we're going to hear—
Just to interject, I think that 549— 547,000 was black on white crime?
Yes.
And the white-on-black crime was 59,000?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the black-on-white crime, approximately 10 times larger than the white-on-black, and yet the white population is probably at least five times the size of the black population. So the disproportion is a factor of 50. A factor of 50 disproportion of black-on-white crime. And I'm hearing this point loud and clear. H is the middle initial of every liberal hypocrisy. If you want to claim that blacks are being hunted, that whites are so prejudiced and such racists, and they're out there targeting black people, how can you say that? I love that you're bringing in the numbers, Wayne. I didn't know they were this bad.
Oh yeah, it's definitely off the charts, you know. And Heather, she also pointed out that the blacks are like 13% of the population, and they commit 53% homicides and 60% of the robberies. So you can see the disproportionate type of numbers there too.
Yeah, and of course, but now, and we're not even talking here, folks, about crimes of black on black, which is really off the charts, and which is what the black community. This is where conservatives have been very, black conservatives are the ones who realize that law and order is a friend of the black community. It's a friend. The blacks are the greatest victims. They are the most insecure. They are the least safe because of a huge amount of crime that could be reduced by good law enforcement and historically has been. New York City has gone from being what it is now, which is a jungle, under other mayors who use the police department correctly in a conservative way. New York, for all New Yorkers, including black New Yorkers, which I think are at least half the population of New York, became a much more safe place. But let me review these numbers one more time. This is what Wayne brings us, facts. Well, a white population that, and I'm being very underestimating here, is at least five times larger than America's black population, at least five times greater. So we, as white people, should have five times as many of any crime if everything else is equal. If everything's equal, if we are all equal, okay, everything's equal, well, then we should have five times as many, car thefts and five times as many break-ins, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't. We're five times as many. We have one-tenth as many crimes against black people as they have against us. So that's an enormous, and through all of that, when you run into white people like myself, like Wayne, who aren't racists, don't hate black people, but we are also, we have brains and we have families and we think. So if we have a situation here where there were 547,000 black-on-white crimes, and what year was that, Wayne?
2018, so it's fairly recent.
2018. Well, we would be morally remiss. We would be jerks. We'd be dopes. We would not be good fathers or mothers if we didn't say, you know what, this is a problem. And certainly the solution is certainly not to defund the police. That's the communist solution. And folks, this crime wave, and let me also make this point. I don't have numbers to back up what I'm saying, but my impression is that historically, Donald Trump wants to make America great again. Well, when America was great, the black community was not an unbridled crime wave. Black America was a law and order place. Black families were intact. Mothers and fathers led their families. Black neighborhoods were safe places. Blacks mowed their lawns just as white people do. That the black community, when Donald Trump wants to make America, he wants to make white America great again. Also, black America great again. There was a time when Black America was a much better place than it is now. Go ahead. I'm stepping all over
sure.
your call, Wayne. Go ahead.
No problem. And a couple other things too. Again, I really believe the national media, especially the CNNs of the world, have turned into really domestic enemies, especially against the white race. And I'll give you this George Floyd example. You know, they've devoted thousands of hours of coverage to his situation. But about 3 weeks ago, there was a couple in their mid-80s visiting their son's grave at a cemetery in Delaware. And their name was Paul and Lydia Marino. Well, there was a black man in the area that was mad about that Arbery killing down in Georgia, and he went up to him and killed him in cold blood. And all their crime was visiting their son's grave. But I can guarantee you and your audience, no one at any national network covered this story to any degree. But I would definitely have folks look it up and have that ready when people start talking about how, you know, the George Floyd situation is so bad, which it was. It was horrendous. But the fact that the media, I'm even talking Fox News, absolutely refuses to cover stories like this to any depth at all. There's also the story of an OU baseball player by the name of Chris Lane a few years ago. He was three black thugs were out, you know, they were bored, so they ran him down and shot and killed him. And his crime was out for a jog, you know, that sort of thing. So we have to know what we're up against with these networks here. And if there's any liberals out there, they need to really take a hard look as to, you know, how stories are being framed and given to the public.
So well said, Wayne. And what you have just documented is what George Orwell was writing in 1948 in his dystopian novel, his prophetic novel, 1984. Is that what Wayne is talking about? The Ministry of Truth, which is, you know, Anderson Cooper and his pukey buddies, they control the Ministry of Truth. They control information. So by keeping information from you, by supplying false information or exaggerated information, the same thing, and keeping destroying information you need, they can manipulate your mind. George Orwell's point was they actually have the power. You think, I like to think, you know, John Nolte, he just said mea culpa. He got fooled. He got hosed. We can all get hosed. If enough of this crap is, you hear it, you see it endlessly, you know, they can, certainly with the general population, if not you personally, but John Nolte, they fooled him. He's a pretty smart guy, and he does this all day, every day. Orwell's,
you know,
Orwell's
one other,
point
one other
was,
quick thing, too, James.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This perception versus reality. I think people really have to understand what's going on here. And this new phrase of theirs they're using is systemic racism. And I
yes.
can absolutely guarantee you that's what they're going to pound that one to death. But if you look at what's going on in this country, no group of people, based on their race, gets more free college, guaranteed SBA loans to start businesses, guaranteed federal contracts, all based on their race. I know, because I've gotten screwed out of a couple of them, and I know it was definitely based on race because it was done during the Obama years, and it was definitely, you know, one of those deals where, you know, I knew it, I was getting hosed, but there wasn't much I could do at the time. But again, no race gets more benefits from the federal government, yet they'll sit there and talk about systemic racism, and all these knuckleheads on CNN and some of these other reporters, you know, they all got free college, they got probably affirmative action jobs and everything, and they'll sit there and still yell about systemic racism in the process.
Wayne, I ought to hand the microphone over to you, buddy. You're better at this than I am. All right, folks. Thanks to Wayne.
James.
We'll take a break and be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, still the same.
We're back, folks.
And the sound we make together.
And we've got a couple new callers here, additional callers. Chris near Las Vegas and Boogie Board in California. We'll go to both of you in just a moment. The Wayne in Texas was so eloquently talking about the perception versus reality. And unfortunately, the public has been convinced that white guys are really privileged. White guys are really on easy street. And everything's handed to white guys. And it's all just fun and games for white guys, boys and men. That's the perception. That's what the media has been pounding into people's heads. And I can forgive right-wingers or conservatives who actually believe that, because it's being pounded in all the time. But guess what, folks? It's a damn lie. It's a big, fat damn lie. And here's, I'm not even well-informed enough to, I'm not the guy to elucidate this whole thing. But I've heard some people who know much more than I do about it on the radio. And isn't that amazing how important radio is to us? To I can tell you, that's where I get my best information. But I think Michael Savage is one of the people who is very well informed on this, on the war against boys. There's a book of that title. I'm looking at that. Here's one. The War Against Boys, How Misguided Policies Are Harming Our Young Men. That might be one of these good books. But there is a war against men and a war and white. And of course, nobody can put that in their title unless you're politically incorrect as we are. It's not a war against boys, and it's not a war against men. It's a war against white men and white boys. There's no war against Indian boys or against Mexican men or, you know, black teenagers. No, it's against white guys, these privileged guys. But here's the thing. I don't have the numbers, folks, but they're shocking. And one of you who's better informed than I am can call in on this. People don't realize this. White boys, white young men are becoming very discouraged. Very discouraged. And as a result, they aren't and discriminated against. They aren't going into college. The girls are going in, but white boys aren't going into medical school. They aren't going into law school. They aren't going into engineering school in anything approaching their proportion of the population. They aren't getting married. They aren't having children. Here's a real important one also. These are all very important. Young white men are not buying houses. That's a very dark turn. All of those. They are, however, having record levels of drug abuse, record levels of alcohol abuse, record levels of depression, record levels of suicide. So that those are your privileged, pampered white boys and men. Ain't happening. Wayne had his own little personal story there himself. And that repeat that story 200 million times. And you get the measure here of what's going on. So the and somebody that ought to take note, I send this special message out to our ladies. This book I'm looking at, The War Against Boys by Christina Hoff Summers. And she's the author of Who Stole Feminism? Now, those two titles tell me a lot. And I can tell that she is a woman. And she's sending a message out to other women. Hey, this isn't feminism. This policy of trashing white boys and men, that's not feminism. If you think you're a feminist, it's not helping. Let's put it this way. It isn't helping women. So policies that destroy white boys and white men, who suffers besides the white boys and men? Well, the first group that suffers greatly is white women. They suffer greatly when men don't buy houses, men don't get married, men don't say, honey, let's have children. Men say, it's too early to get, I can't get married. No, we don't, And then comes 20, then 25, then 30. They're still not married. 35, they're still not married. They still haven't had any kids. Even worse, maybe they've had an abortion instead of having their kid. That's not helping women. Women need, good women need good men. And good luck if you don't have good men. Now, a problem we have here in this upcoming election is it looks like women are going to vote against Trump in large numbers. Girls, women, I appeal to you. Talk to your sisters. Don't do it. Don't do it. I can't understand how any woman could find Joe Biden a more appealing person, politician, or leader than the debonair, dashing, successful, wonderful family man, Donald Trump. My gosh, if I were a female, I'd look at Donald Trump and I'd go, whoa, find me a guy like that. That's what I want. I'd be envious all over of Melania. But anyway. Okay, so let's go to some more callers here. Let's go to Chris near Las Vegas. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, thank you, James, and I admire your position there. And Wayne earlier was pretty much on top of things. I've got a little bit different perspective, perception, and I think it's right on point. When we look at this war against the police, part of the divide and conquer strategy, them versus us, or us versus them, if you're not with us, you're against us, this is the nonsense they've been putting on the world for a long time. And this is an extreme radicalized form of Agenda 21 or 2030 or Jade Helm 15, controlling the human domain. And if you can disarm the American people through things like red flag things, when they're not violent people at all, because they've made up lies to frame the blame on people, you're basically disarming Americans. And by disarming the police, by taking them out of action, this war against the police of trying to remove them from the streets, from our so-called roles of their protectors, although we know that there are very many Supreme Court radical decisions that have denuded them and really converted into protecting the corporations instead of the people, like Baltimore versus the City of Maryland. But nevertheless, there are still good police officers out there. There are still good FBI agents amongst some of them that are really not so good. And being a white man who has survived two egregious abuses of mass deadly forces attempting to murder me because of my investigation of police murders with other forensic investigators around America, because of my loud voice and my believability to my voice, because I am only interested in this truth. Semper Veritas. This is very dangerous for America if we do away with law enforcement. Our criminal justice system is abjectly corrupt. The Supreme Court has been taken over, all it's reverting back somewhat to at least an even playing field for conservatives. This country is on the precipice of going down the wayside if we don't wake up America and return to our moral scrupulous values of holding people accountable for the criminality.
Yes, and by the way, Chris, you know, just looking, now we know the polls are very, very bad, very, very, very bad to use the polls as an actual gauge of what people are doing. But there is a broad pattern that's been, you know, never been contradicted. And I'm talking now to younger people and I'm talking to women. We guys get it about Donald Trump. The support for Donald Trump among men is huge. It's very huge, ladies. Donald Trump wins among us 2-1. And the especially white guys, we get it about Donald Trump. Now, I would say myself, I mean, come on, ladies. There's no reason for you not to get it just as strongly or more strongly. Donald Trump is your dream come true. And why the ladies have, you know, why they would be attracted to somebody like, well, what a non-reason to vote for somebody because she's a woman. I'm going to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. Hillary actually said that in her campaign. Vote for me because I'm a woman. Boy, that's a lame reason to vote for somebody. You know, vote for Karl Marx because he's a man. I mean, this is, you know, dumb. But Joe Biden, last time I checked, is not a woman. So why in the world would you vote for Joe Biden? And of course, what the Democrats are going to do, this is guaranteed. That's why Biden's already said, I promise to do it. They're going to nominate a woman as the VP. And then the BS that we're going to be hearing, Chris, is that, and this is pathetic, Joe Biden's on his last lap. So whoever we nominate as the VP, that's going to be the next president. Whoever that woman is who's VP. So I'm afraid of this, Chris, that lots and lots of women are going to vote for Joe Biden because they think they're going to get their woman. The woman is going to be president. And that would be a terrible, terrible, I mean, my gosh. I mean, you know, have we descended to that level? of that, you know, lack of understanding. You know, that, so we're going to get Kamala Harris, or who's this one from Florida, Val Demings, a black radical woman from Florida,
Whitmer,
or here's a white radical communist, Gretchen Whitmer. Now, I said Amy Klobuchar looks like she got kicked out of the candidate pool by her failure to prosecute the guy that killed George Floyd, but which is, it appears, is what he did. But the boy, I mean, us guys and the Trump campaign, we need to come up, Chris, with a way to, you know, these are our wives and our sisters and our daughters and our mothers. We have to find a way to convey to them that Donald Trump is the champion for all of us. And then this also now applies to another group, the millennials or and the young people, millennial or otherwise. It appears that younger people, the younger you get, the less you vote for Trump. And that's just wrong. I mean, us oldsters, we're voting for Trump. We're working for a future we're not even going to get to have. We're too old to have a future. But we care about the future, even though we're not going to get in on it. But you young folks, you got to appreciate Donald Trump is giving you a chance. You know, if you're 30 years old, you've got another, you know, at least 50 years, you know, to log in. Donald Trump is protecting your 50 years. Forget about my 10 more years. How about your 50 more years? You have five times the reason to vote for Donald Trump that I do. So why don't you guys get it? And now we're talking about guys and gals, younger people. So, Chris, you and I and the rest of us, we need to learn how to craft a message that will appeal to young people and to women so they can understand that Donald Trump is their champion. He's the best friend any of us ever had. And then also, ladies, where are these radical Betty Friedans or whoever did this to us? Put men and women at war with each other. Where the hell did that come from? You know, life is a family enterprise of a man and a woman having children, boys and girls. This is not there is no gender war. That's so stupid. That is so dumb.
James.
Yeah.
It would seem to me a very strong point for women to pay attention to the fact that at least Donald Trump is mostly American, but Joe Biden has, in fact, taken allegiance to the Chinese government and is in bed with the communist Chinese. And they've been murdering women over there for years.
Yes, yes. And just, ladies, think about Joe Biden here. I mean, you know, if I'm a girl, I'm going to, you know, cast myself as a girl for a moment, or a woman, you know, looking for, what am I looking for in a man? Now, what do I want? First of all, do I want a man? Well, I hope you want a man. I hope you want a husband. I hope you want to have children. I hope you want to have a family. I hope you got your head screwed on straight. Well, you got to find a good man. Well, what's a good man? Is a good man a strong man? Is a good man a law and order man? Is a good man a guy who defends women and children? Will put himself at risk to defend women and children? Is a good man a guy who works his ass off for women and children? You know, is a good man a guy who can swing a hammer and fix your house and get under your car and make it run? You know, and when it quits on the road, he's so strong he can push it out of the ditch. That's a good man. That's what you need, and he's honest.
Boogie board has, hey, James. Thanks.
Yeah, let's go to boogie board. Okay, thanks, Chris. Let's go to boogie board in California. Hey, boogie board, what's going on?
Hello, James. I'm calling up, reporting from the front lines of Santa Monica, California, looking over the PCH and the National Guard's on the street. But Palisades Park, I want to report, is open, though there was a BLM protest that surrounded your old high school today in the Pacific Palisades.
Palisades High School. Wow, a Black Lives Matter around my old high school, Palisades High School. Oh, my gosh. Okay, keep the info coming. What else is going on?
All right, so, yesterday I took a walk around the 3rd Street Promenade for those listeners out there who have never been to Santa Monica. 3rd Street Promenade is like an outdoor mall. And most of the shops now are corporate-owned, the biggest corporations. The only ones that can afford to lose money hand over fist paying the exorbitant rents on that promenade. Well, anyway,
now stay there. Boogie board. Right. Okay, boogie board, get back in the lineup. We're going to wait for the next wave. Stay with us.
All right.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're almost at the end of our show here. We're out in Santa Monica with Boogie Board. He's giving us a report from my old stomping grounds. He says the Black Lives Matter just surrounded my old high school, Palisades High School, the Pali High Dolphins. Oh, boy. Well, go ahead, Boogie Board. You said that the National Guard's not on the streets, and you say that the big corporations are the only people that can afford the rents on the 3rd Street Promenade, so they're probably going to just rebuild, I would say. What's going on?
All right. Well, just to clarify, no, the National Guard still is on the streets, last I checked, which was at about 3 in the morning last night. And,
wow.
In fact, I think they even moved tanks. I talked to a couple of them, and the older guys were closed-lipped, but some of the younger guys, you know, would talk, and I said, yeah, you know, I think when you guys go, there's going to be riots here all over again and looting. And, you know, the guy I talked to last night, the soldier, I don't know, the National Guard, the soldier, I guess so, he was like, yeah, that's what we think. As soon as we leave, there's going to be trouble, and then we're just going to have to come right back.
Wow. But now, let me ask you this, Boogie Board. Where, you know, Santa Monica is a population of about 100,000. Where are these people coming in on the red line, or are they driving into Santa Monica, or are they actually Santa Monicans that are rioting?
Okay, so best I can tell, most of the looters were the people that were let out of the prison because of COVID, like a few weeks ago. So the gangs were organized. They had, like, say, 9 cars that were working in tandem. They had their license plates removed or blacked out. And they were kind of looting the stores all up and down 4th Street and on the promenade and even not surrounding areas. But it was totally coordinated. So to me, I mean, I speculate that they were organized and knew this was going down before they were released from prison. And
ladies and gentlemen, just to help you out here with Santa Monica, it's known as the People's Republic of Santa Monica. And when I was a boy, it was a conservative town with Republican city councilmen, a Republican mayor, a very conservative town, voted Republican. It's now called the People's Republic of Santa Monica, with all kinds of very wealthy place. And maybe excluding Boogie Board and me, and very, very liberal, with lunatic ideas, including it appears.
Okay, but,
what did the Santa Monica Police Department?
I have to jump in before the end of the show with some of the most disturbing news, though, is that the downtown area, a lot of the stores were boarded up, and or almost all of them. And so then this kind of group, I think they're called Paintings for a Peaceful City or something, somehow instantly organized and had all this paint donated to them for a bunch of pasty white kids to paint Black Lives Matter murals all over the downtown area.
Oh,
so they're basically signaling their takeover.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Boogie Board, if you can, call in for further report tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. It's happening
all right,
all over
I'll
America.
Do my best.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right.
Back into the surf you go. All right, see you all again tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse. So long, folks.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.